As usual, on Jamoke's Friday Afternoon Show, we begin by talking to someone with an unusual, very different, interesting, fascinating profession. And this week, I'm joined by Paul Casser from Manor Clearance, who for over 30 years has been in the house clearance business. Afternoon, Paul.
Good afternoon, Nikki.
Good afternoon. And will you tell me, first of all, I said house clearance business. Is that what you describe it as?
I wouldn't. I would describe it as an urban facilitator. I'm a facilitator. I step into someone's shoes for a day, few days, and sometimes for weeks in their life. I take charge of their most treasured possessions and take charge of their contents, their legacy.
So
quite often.
Let's go back a bit. What made you want to get into this industry? Was it a family business? Had you seen somebody do this within your family structure?
No. What made me want to get into this was I realized that valuing the high value contents, the works of arts, bronzes, that people tend to think of things in a monetary value. You know, so what has value? I also realized that what also has value for someone, is, say for a mother, is their child's first pair of shoes, their school books. So I looked at value in a different form, and I thought there's two lots of values to stuff. And I realized that doing the high value stuff was easy stuff, but then taking charge of everything else had a different dynamic.
But can you explain, Paul, because I think we're missing a link here. When does somebody call Manor Clearance? Is it always when someone has died and somebody...
Not necessarily.
Okay.
It can be when someone has died and that's probate. It can also be when someone is not even moving. I had one diplomat last month that was going back to, and she found it too emotional. And so it was my task to go in to make decisions that she found stressful for what she should keep, what was important to her, to get that boxed up so she could deal with that at a later date, then to get value in some of the bits that we could possibly get to auction and to auction them, and then the bits that she was leaving behind because she was going back to Canada to give to our good causes and homes projects. So it's just taking responsibility over someone's life for a few days or even a few weeks.
So what does a day in the life of a clearance specialist look like?
What a day in the life of a clearance, it would mean going into a house quite often and taking charge, just looking and seeing what is dear to that person, the family photos, perhaps the parents' dresses, the legacy, the books and artifacts, or even sometimes if their parents came from abroad, the trunks full of contents that they first came to this country in, and separating that. Boxing that up if they cannot deal with that, and then looking and seeing stuff that they might not necessarily want themselves and getting a value for it. And that would mean looking at the works of art, looking at furniture, looking at whatever that will actually give them a revenue back. And then the next stage is looking at items that could be used by our good causes or used by, and that would include the bedding, stuff out the kitchen, the ordinary everyday domestic items that someone can use. So you're really splitting it up into four, because a simple, somebody thinks clearance, they think it's men with black bags, a bit like Steptoes, are coming in and bagging everything up. Yeah. And what this is, and quite often my clients, and I've had everybody from royalty, endless CEOs, endless busy people, and endless judges, ambassadors, and stuff. They are busy in their work lives, and they need someone that they could trust.
I was about to say that one of the biggest things that you must have earned over these decades is trust, because there could be unscrupulous people, you know, who are house clearers who absolutely don't do the right thing with certain possessions.
You know, and, you know, it's not just about being professional, being diligent, but it's also about having empathy and realizing what's actually important. It's stepping into their shoes, and it's a big ask for some of my clients, for me to actually go in and stand in the properties and make the right decisions for them.
You know that I like a bit of sensation and gossip on this show.
Yeah.
So I just wondered, you mentioned royals. Can you tell us about a royal's home that you've cleared?
Oh, God, she's passed away. I'm also known for discretion, but yeah, she was related to the she was related to the last queen.
Well, I would imagine most royals are related to the last queen.
No, more in the first family. I mean, that's really
A sister.
You know, like a sister.
Oh, okay. But yes. Well, so do you have to approach a royal differently from somebody who lives?
No.
Right.
You treat everyone equally.
And what's the most difficult job you've ever worked on?
Sorry?
What's the most difficult job you've ever worked on? Emotionally, perhaps.
Emotionally, when someone is going through the later stages of their life, or they're having chemotherapy, and they're organising and they're preparing their end-of-life legacy.
Right.
And that's quite sad. And, you know, they don't have the emotional strength to deal with it, so you will go in and actually start to make decisions as to what's remaining, what should go to family,
so
what needs to be kept.
Paul, there is a Swedish term used for what, it's for death cleaning. And I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's like dostandning, something like that. It's death and it's cleaning.
I have heard of that.
Yeah.
It's very similar to that.
But so in a way, they're a culture that do that because they've learned to do it and leave things clean and clear for the people left behind. You take on that role for many, many people.
It's an emotional task.
Yeah.
And you're taking on the emotions. And what I can say is that you take on these tasks and take it personally. You know, so even for someone like me, it is a stressful task because you've got to be sincere and you need to get it right. And that's why in the beginning, when I said, you know, things that have an emotional value, like this month we've found a painting that was valued at £200. And I don't know if I can name it, but me and Felix Turner from Wimbledon Auctions then turned the painting into a £130,000 painting. It was sitting in the kitchen for...
So, just to be clear, that money then goes to the family?
Yes, always.
Wow. Do they give you a cut? I'd give you a cut if you found something like that in my house.
Occasionally. Some of my clients do, yes, occasionally. Sometimes you'll take a percentage.
Wow.
But it's also good that you... The feeling's good that you've actually saved something, or you've shown them something that they haven't actually recognised.
And what's the most interesting thing that you've ever had to clear?
The most interesting... I've had countless works of art.
And just a quick aside,
it's historical
Paul.
Documents.
Oh, okay. Like what?
I'm trying to remember now, but some documents that went to Lambeth Palace, some documents by Oliver Cromwell, some of the records. And the common denominator I found is that quite often the siblings that had parents that were famous or did interesting things, with their familiarity, they did not recognise the importance of their parents' work or the stuff that they've had, because they've grown up with it most of their lives.
Yes.
So they're not thinking how important is that, and they tend to disregard it because it's been in their DNA. It has been there. It's been there forever. And it's taken someone like me to come along and say, hey, hang on a second, that is actually important. That needs to be in an archive. That needs to be in a museum.
And I guess that one of the best things in terms of a trait or something that you bring to the job has to be sensitivity, doesn't it?
100%. You need to be sensitive. For example, one thing, not just sensitive. I dealt with a 30-bedroom manor house at the country estate near East Grinstead. And there was lots of treasures there. There was things like a huge opium bed. There was even Rolls Royces in barns that had been forgotten about. But as I'm the only one there, you're taking charge of the estate. Mm. So you're making sure the housekeeper is there. The gates to the paddocks are locked. And you're just generally checking on everything. And then the most interesting finds have been not in the houses, but in the barns.
Right. Paul, because it's been a pleasure talking to you this afternoon. Paul Casser is from Manor Clearance, and he has been in that business for over 30 years. What a pleasure, and what lovely